I have over 30 years experience working on campaigns from the volunteer level all the way up to professional level on presidential campaigns. I think I bring fundraising and grassroots organizing experience that will certainly enhance the Pinellas Democratic Party.
Ramsey, I know you were involved in the Obama campaign here to some extent in Pinellas County in the last few months before the election. The Obama camp obviously had a lot going for itself in terms of how it won Pinellas County and the state. It had a lot of money, had a lot of excited people who were very inspired by the candidate. But they also, they're very well acclaimed for having a great ground game, so to speak, in terms of organizing and people getting to the polls and the like. Is there anything on a local level that you can and the party can do to kind of learn from what the Obama campaign did here in Florida?
I think what we need to do as the Democratic Party in Pinellas County is to energize Democratic voters and the public in general. That's what President-elect Obama and his campaign were so successful at, was to really excite people, to give people a reason to be involved in the process again, or in the case of some of the young voters, to be the first time they were involved in the process. And I think that that's the lesson that we need to learn, is that if people are excited, if people are energized, if people believe there's a reason to be involved, thousands of people step up and are willing to help out.
In terms of a party structure, I was talking over here in Hillsborough County a few weeks ago to a former county commissioner, and I asked her, I said, you know, why don't you have stronger opponents against some of these Republicans in the race? And she said, well, we just need to get, you know, better people to come out and run the like. Do you find one of the things that the party can do, you can do, is to recruit good people to run, to inspire people to follow them?
I think recruiting candidates, organizing better, putting some of these structural things in place are critical for future success. Candidates have to have a message that appeals beyond their party base. That's probably the biggest lesson that we can learn through the Obama campaign and its success in this area is, not only did he do incredibly well with Democrats, obviously, but he did very well with independent or no party affiliation voters. Those are the voters that tend to be swing voters in the election, and the Democratic candidates and the Democratic Party needs to do a better job of reaching out to those people as well.
About the Pinellas County Democratic Party itself, is the party able to come together here, or do you think it's not that divisive right now? You know, we had an issue here where Tony Molinaro is stepping down, having to step down now because she didn't win her race back in August. But what's the status of the party down there overall?
I think it is pretty good. I look at the fact that the people I'm talking to and I'm reaching out to everybody in the Pinellas Democratic Party and the Pinellas DEC, regardless of, if you will, historical factions, etc. And I have right now, both publicly and privately, a huge group of people who have agreed to support me that probably represent every faction of the party. Now, the question is whether, if I'm elected, I can continue to get all of these people to work in the same direction. Will be certainly the challenge I would face as chair of the party or anyone else. But I don't see that it is as fractured as it has been in the past, certainly. I don't think we're seeing the kind of, quite frankly, some of the negative things I'm hearing about that are coming out of Hillsborough's races. I think the candidates have tried to be very respectful of their opponents. And personally, I'm talking about why I should be chair and not really worrying about talking about anyone who might be an opponent of mine.